Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
That's what's happened here. It's just absolute mismanagement. I am so embarrassed to see Karen Bass do that to a reporter. Just absolutely go quiet like she's in second grade. She should resign immediately.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Griff Jenkins, live on vacation this morning. How are you, buddy?
Buenos dias. I'm somewhere in the mountains in Costa Rica. Not even really sure where I am. Got to find the airport. But I have in my international worldly travels, Mark, learned about the great country of Costa Rica, that Imperial is the best beer cold, that Florida Caña 7 rather than Florida Caña 4 is better on ice. And I've so far seen two scorpions, about a dozen giant iguanas, and I got woken up at 4:30 this morning by a howler monkey, which makes a very loud noise. But we did find great waves and got a little bit of sunshine down here, so that's good. Oh, and the national thing down here is Pura Vida. That's just what everybody says to each other. It's like, why not? Go surfing, drink beers, and Pura Vida.
I'll bet it's beautiful. You said we. Now, is your wife a surfer?
No, I left my wife and ditched her. I'm with, actually, my friend Peter Pelham.
Oh, okay.
He and I have been surfing buddies for the last 30 years. He used to live in D.C. and go surfing with me. And so I said, you want to meet in Costa Rica and surf and drink beer for 4 days? He said, you bet. But I'll tell you what's interesting about Peter, who's sitting right next to me here, is we're trying to get to the airport. He is flying back to L.A.
Oh, boy.
And we've been really following those wildfires because it's obviously a thing right now is flights, you know, going there and everything. But I thought I might get lucky to miss my flight for snow. He may have to stay for a few more days if that fire gets worse.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we played that bite there off the top was from Superman, Dean Cain. They had him on Fox and Friends this morning, and he was talking. I guess he used to live in California, and he moved because of all the insanity out there. But he was talking about how any town in Southern California, while there may have been drought-like conditions, there's not a shortage of water. It's a management problem.
Yeah, listen, Dean Cain is a great guy, and I got to work with him a lot over the years at Fox, and you know, he's a part-time deputy sheriff as well, law enforcement guy, so what I'm sure whatever he's talking about, he's dialed in on that. And it's fascinating. I mean, obviously, I'm going back to Washington, and there's no shortage of news coming out of there.
No
but
kidding.
But it does look, you know, you and I and Kim, we've talked a little bit about the sort of void, the vacuum of Democrat leadership. Like, who's going to now deal with becoming the next generation of Democrat stars to sort of lead the party out of the wilderness after the shellacking they took in the past November's election, really out of touch, unable to talk directly to the American people in some way that made sense. And Gavin Newsom's name was obviously one of those ones that wants to be the star, but this is not a good way to start, I think, if you're that guy.
I think this, what's happening is a testament to how important it is to elect the right leaders, because I heard that the L.A. mayor who had just cut $17.6 million to the fire department's budget and some resources had been rerouted. Gavin Newsom did that, I guess, quite some time ago to save some fish that was at risk of being extinct, and that has caused issues. So there's just all kinds of things happening. Then you have the insurance companies that supposedly, because California has put so many regulations in place, they've said, forget this, we're not even going to cover people. And they dropped them as recently as, I think, a few weeks ago.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned Karen Bass. I mean, I've followed Karen Bass for a long time, and I get all of her office's press releases because I've covered her in the past when they had the border stuff going there, and I interviewed her several years ago. But it was fascinating seeing the sort of catch-up. She was playing a lot of catch-up because she was in Africa.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, you talk to anybody who lives in California. Like, on the East Coast, we have snowstorms and hurricanes we worry about. On the West Coast, they have mudslides and fire season.
Well,
and so, you know, it had to be a little bit predictable, I would have thought, for her office to say, you know, maybe we shouldn't go to Africa with some fire starting to burn.
You know, Griff, here's the most important thing. Because you're on vacation, you shouldn't be expected to be caught up on all that. Are there any hippos in Costa Rica?
We have not seen any hippos like we saw in Colombia, but that doesn't mean they don't exist down here. I tell you, Costa Rica prides itself on being very environmental, and you know, if you want to go to the jungle and see stuff, we're not even that deep in the jungle where we went to go find some great waves, although I've gotten over the years pretty good at finding them. But, you know, there is no shortage of wildlife down here. Literally, the iguanas, we saw a snake. I've had scorpions in our room twice now I had to kill. The wild kingdom is down here.
I've never been. That's one of the places I'd love to go sometime is Costa Rica. Not to surf. I'm not a surfer, but I would love to enjoy the cold beer and the beach.
It is beautiful, and I will for sure point you to some great areas. And we were, you know, we did the trip because I travel a lot, so I got a lot of Marriott points. So I was like, hey, call my friend Peter. I'm like, listen, I'll do some points, get us a spot. But it was, you know, when we first started coming here to surf 25 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot down here. Now there's a lot more stuff that, that, you know, even if you weren't a surfer and didn't want to go adventuring in the jungle, just enjoy the pristine beaches and the friendly people. It's pretty easy to do now. So I will give you some places to go. I think you need to put that on your list for 2025.
You know, when you're flying home to D.C., you could be flying over the newly renamed Gulf of America if Trump gets his way.
That's right. You know, in talking to just some of the local people down here, it's fascinating when you leave the country and people, oh, you're in the Fox News. Oh, yeah, yeah. Is Trump taking the Panama Canal? What about the Gulf of, what about Canada? Is Canada going to become part of the United States? Like, they pick up on that stuff. That's what makes the headlines in foreign countries.
That's because they all watch CNN International. That's their mistake.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Hey, Griff, have a safe trip, my friend. Thank you for giving up a few minutes of your vacation for us.
You bet. Thank you, guys. And I'll be talking to you next week, and we're going to be awfully getting close to inauguration time. And
yes.
Washington, D.C. is about to change. I think the most accurate way to say what's going to happen about 15 minutes after Trump is sworn in is that staff in the Oval Office better be ready to go, because it's pretty clear he wants to unleash a shock and awe in terms of executive orders and undoing regulations.
All right, buddy. Travel safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Pura vida, guys. I'll bring a beer for you before I leave.
All right, thanks. See you later. Griff Jenkins, live in Costa Rica. You just never know where that guy's going to be, I'm telling you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.